The Osgood File, sponsored by ADT, protecting what matters most for over 140 years. This is Dave Ross and for Charles Osgood. What happens if for some reason a family member or a business owner is suddenly no longer able to use a computer? It's something Karen Prangley never considered until her dad was incapacitated by a stroke.
My brother and I tried to communicate with him to try to get into this email account where he ran his business from.
More after this from Charlie. In 2009, at the age of 62, Greg Prangley suffered two strokes. He spent a week in a coma, and when he came out of it, he'd lost much of his memory. His daughter Karen and her brother wanted to save his business, which he'd been running from his Yahoo account.
You're dealing with the idea that your dad might not be there, and also trying to make sure that you're doing the right thing on his behalf.
But try as they might to communicate with him, he couldn't remember his password, and without the records, the business quickly folded. So how do you prevent such a thing? CBS's Meg Oliver spoke with CNET senior editor Dan Ackerman.
So what's the first place you have to go to start protecting your digital life?
I would go to each individual service that you use, social media service or something like, you know, Google, where you have a lot of different services that you wrap in together, and look for the appropriate page on each one where you can set up basically your legacy contact or your wishes for what would happen to your account and your information after you die.
Google, for example, has an inactive account option which will automatically alert a family member and arrange access to the contents if the account goes inactive. And it also makes sense to put instructions in your will.
As part of your estate planning, you should almost set up a data executor in your will who has permission to access your account. You either give them the password information ahead of time, or you make them an authorized user.
But in Karen's case, without the password, there was nothing the family could do.
Everything was lost, and we, to this day, never were able to get into that Yahoo account.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.